Live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paulie Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Gino and the Goons, wrong side of a cigarette. You're listening to the Fusilies underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Gino and the Goons and Wrong Side of a Cigarette from a new EP they've got out. That's a genuine EP, Tony. After discussions last week about why EPs only have two tracks on these days, it's got four. It's a proper EP. Come by a Slovenly Records. What is Gino and the Goons Bandcamp page?
GinoandTheGoons.bandcamp.com.
It is, and it's Gino, G-I-N-O, and A-N-D, T-H-E-G-O-O-N-S .bandcamp.com. Tony One, Paulie B, and the Internet Nil. This is the point in the show when I like to either tell you a joke or read you a poem that's submitted by the listeners, but we don't have one. So, if you've got a joke for me, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. If it's a poem, do the same thing, but title it Poetry Corner. However, I was at the Duke's Arms last night.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
And I bumped into Steph, who was the man who might have been playing Punky Radio in where he worked and that, but he's now left.
Right.
So he's working from home. So he's still playing Punky Radio at home sometimes, but he does also listen to it in the pub on a Monday night. But and they're a week behind, so they've got last week's show going on in about an hour or two while we do this. Anyway, Steph was the one that sent me the great joke about the donkey in the bar. Do you remember that one?
Vaguely, I remember a good joke about a donkey, yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. But anyway, last night, I'm just standing there, and he walks up, he goes, "Hi, Paul." "Hi, Steph." He goes, "Oh, you know what?" I went, "What?" He said, "I've started an internet dating site for chickens." I went, "Right." And he said, "Yeah, and it's like, there's a load of money going out while I set it up. I'm not getting any money in. I'm just finding it really difficult to make ends meet." Oh, you bastard. So there you go, we got a joke in there, but it was verbal. It was verbal. If you got a joke for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. So, got another song coming up, Tony. Should do that straight away?
Yeah, yeah.
Slovenians, Tony, a Brussels punk band, got in touch with us week before last. I'm a little bit behind on music right now. I'm getting a backlog again, and it's going to keep going because you've got Halloween next week with the music already set up. We will catch up with all the stuff being sent, and we will play it. And I'm sorry that if there's been some bands and labels been waiting for things to appear on the show that haven't done. I haven't made any promises, so I haven't technically let anybody down yet.
Right.
All right, but anyway, Slovenians have been waiting to play this for a fortnight, and I thought this was off their new album. It is off their new album, but it was originally off an EP that was called Frankie Goes to Ljubljana. Brilliant. And so we're going to play it right now. What is Slovenians' website?
Slovenians.be.
Oh, get in, Tony. Yes, it is. Tony 2, Paulie B in the Internet Nil. I'm not Batman.
We'll be right back.
listening to Tesoro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Slovenians and I'm Not Batman, which was on the original EP and is on the new album as well. I think that's how it goes. That's what I was trying to explain. Anyway, have you got any Facebook?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
So what you got?
Thanks for Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do pop along to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Do you like the page? Do you leave us a comment? Do you get in touch? Do you like to hear from you? Messages, not so much, but comments would be greatly appreciated. Just got the one for this week.
Oh dear.
I know. Timo's been in touch though.
Hello, Timo.
And he says,
he's your German brooder.
He's one of my German brooders. Yes. Don't know if it's just me getting old or fear of anything new, but I sincerely dislike the twat jingle. Facebook jingle was weird in the beginning, but now I wouldn't want to live without it. Let's see if I can start to dislike the twat jingle less over time. And should you ever make it to Berlin to see Porn Scars, which you could also spell Porn Scars with almost the same sound, shoot me a message and I'll see if I can make it. Cheers, Timo. You see, yeah. I think the twat jingle for me was instantly likable.
I instantly liked it, but we're just not getting the chance to play it enough for people to get used to it.
That is true.
The twats. Yeah, yeah, you know, that's how it'll work, Timo. Send us in a twat and we'll get going on it.
Yeah, that's how we brainwash.
It certainly is.
That's how we run.
So that's it, is it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's all we've got.
So that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la la la.
I'll never tire of that.
No, thank you, Boyle.
Frankie Boyle. Now, we're going to play two songs in a row now.
Okay.
And it's kind of a From the Vaults, but it's not, because it's because we're once again featuring four tracks from the new Cherry Red compilation, Harmony in My Head, that's out now, that is late 70s to very early 80s, new wave and power pop and stuff, and it's really good. And look, we played four tracks the last 2 weeks. This is the last week we're playing four. I think featuring 12 is enough. We know that one or two of you have already bought this thing, and I am recommending it. It's a really good box set. And thanks to Cherry Red for sending us it. It does always sound like I'm a bit sycophantic with Cherry Red, aren't I? But they're excellent.
They give us some great stuff, there, don't they? They just do.
Yeah, they really do. I mean, all the labels we play are great, but they seem to send us a lot of really good stuff, and I just notice it, and I've got a really good relationship with them, so I just send them an email saying, oh, because we get press releases about it, and I say, oh, can I have that and that, and it just bang, it's there. Brilliant. Anyway, we haven't really played any of the better known bands that are on it, but we are doing this week, with one exception on before. But anyway, first up is a band that you know, Tony. You've got Chelsea.
Oh, right, okay, cool.
Yeah. So stay tuned for a band called Fast Cars or Fast Cars. But first up, Chelsea, who, now, James Stevenson, the guitarist in Chelsea, was also in Gene Loves Jezebel, and we got to know him, didn't we? And he's a really nice bloke. Mm-hmm. And then Chelsea ends up playing at the Mill in Mansfield when we were still up there. We went to see him and got our photograph taken. And there's one of the main pictures on, wherever it is, on our Facebook page.
Yeah, I had the pictures recently because Pocco said he'd never been to Chelsea. He was like, so I put the pictures up from like 10 years ago.
Okay, so anyway, they are still doing gigs from time to time, and hello to Chelsea. And they're also on Harmony in My Head. They've got a track we're about to play. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Chelsea's website?
Chelseaband.com?
ChelseaPunkBand.com. You're very close there. Paulie B and the Internet 1, Tony 2, this is Look at the Outside.
Yeah. distraction.
Listen to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Fast Cars or Fast Cars, depending on where you're from in the UK, with the track called You're So Funny. Manchester Power Pop, Tony.
Mmm.
And they do get together, but for kind of reunions. So they are sort of still going. I don't think they've done a gig for a year or two, but they still get together and do gigs from time to time. You can find out all about them via their website, which is
fastcarsband.com.
Well, yeah, but it's thefastcars.com, but I think they are just Fast Cars, because it was a song by Buzzcocks, wasn't it? Fast cars, down. I hate fast cars, down. Anyway, but it's the fast. I'm saying fast all the time. It's thefastcars.com. Makes it Paulie Beans at two. Tony, two. It's all right, isn't it?
That's fine.
Did you do anything last week?
Kind of, yeah. Well, I'm still buying this horse.
Yeah, right. So come on, remind us about the horse.
So, I've been looking for a horse. Not for myself, for my other half. And we found one. We found a nice little Spanish number. Named Manuel.
Manuel.
Manuel D. Horse.
Manuel D. Horse.
Yeah. And... So we put a deposit down, and since then we've been trying to like get everything in. We've never owned a horse before, so we've got a place for it to go. I've got a field for it, but one of the main things we had to do is sort out an electric fence, of which I know nothing about. So I did find myself this afternoon in the middle of a field putting down posts every six paces.
So you're making an electric fence to go around a field to keep your horse in, or is it to stop other people getting in?
It's to keep the horse in, and because there's other horses in the field, so they kind of give them a little segments, and also you have to kind of control the grass. So some grass is like nice and lush, and they kind of don't let the horse at it all the time because it'll eat too much. There's so much to it.
Oh my God, Tony,
I know
this is a lot more complicated than getting a rabbit.
It really is. Rabbits would have been fine,
but you've been making you are basically, you've turned yourself into a ranch hand.
Pretty much.
This is brilliant. Spanish cowboy.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. So we get the horse tomorrow morning.
You've made the electric fence, have you?
We've put most of the posts around. We've got the electric tape. So there's like four components, which is the post, the tape, the energizer, and the battery, which is just a car battery. So we've got everything else apart from the car battery. So we'll put the tape around tomorrow morning, and then hook it up to a battery.
But it's just tape. But what about wiring?
No, it's tape, but it's actually got wire running through it. So they call it tape, but it's actually electrified tape.
Right, okay.
So it's got like a very thin string of wire around it.
Right, okay.
This sounds
bizarre. Yeah, I know. I want to see photos.
Oh, I'll post some photos.
Yeah, good, yeah.
But, you're
just a bizarre man.
I didn't see it coming, but anyway.
No, I certainly didn't. It was an absolute bombshell for me. I was like, you're doing what? Manuel, the dressage horse, has now involved you having to construct an electric fence.
Yes. You better appreciate it.
I hope Steph appreciates you.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. What did you get up to, though?
Oh, I've had a right old time of it.
Cool.
I went to see Forest v Norwich on Saturday, the first sellout game of the season. For the first 15 minutes, Forest were brilliant, and then we went pants.
Right.
And it all went horribly wrong, and Norwich beat us 2-1, and it was just so soul-destroying. I don't know why we went rubbish. We scored, we got up, we're one up quite quickly. Then we hit the bar, and as soon as we hit the bar and the ball didn't go in, it's like the confidence drained out of ours, and Norwich went, woohoo, it's our lucky day. That should have been two. Now we can go for it. And it all went horribly wrong. And the Norwich City fans, I was sat above the Norwich City fans, there's 2,000 there, in full voice for the whole game. They were absolutely brilliant. But they were winding up the Forest fans. They were trying to goad the Forest fans who weren't responding because we were so concentrated on the game. It was like we'd all forgotten to sing. It was weird. They're singing all the way through. We're not singing back. But they did one song to try and get the Forest fans going, and there was a bloke who was sat behind me, and they finished the song, it all went quiet, and you just heard this bloke shout out, "Fuck off, you web-footed bastard!" Really funny. So anyway, that was that, right? And then I went to down to Steve's last night, mm-hmm. and we had a right old time of it, and then I decided when I drove back today, I drive back from the Duke's Arms in Burton Latimer.
Hello, Deuce Arms.
Yeah, and I take a different route each time. And this time I decided to take a route where I could stop at a couple of places of interest, Tony.
Okay.
Yeah, and I stopped off at Woolsthorpe Manor. Have you heard of Woolsthorpe Manor?
I don't believe I have.
Woolsthorpe Manor is the ancestral home and birthplace of Sir Isaac Newton.
Oh.
And it's the National Trust thing. Oh, Nazis, aren't they, National Trust? And drove up, and there's all these planets made out of twigs sticking out of a bush. I think I found it. Right, and then you guys got £8.50 to go in.
Yeah.
And it's you're paying for a load of people standing around waiting for you to go into things that stop you going into them because there's someone in the way and, you know, I'm not going to be able to go in here without them starting telling me about it. I just want to have a look around. So they paid me £8.50, but then I kind of sort of got away from or certainly avoided most of the house and the grounds because of all these people. And I just went directly to the apple tree that he'd sat under when the apple fell on his head and he discovered gravity, right?
Mm.
So I recreated it. Right. So, because there's loads of apples knocking about on the floor and that, because it is the season. So what I did was, I made a video of me, and I put one arm out of shot, and then I had a little pensive think, and I said, I wonder what I'll invent today. And then I drop an apple on my own head and go, fucking hell, gravity.
Nice.
And I don't think anyone else was impressed, but right. I thought it was brilliant. Anyway, did all that. I'll post that at some point. So I did that. And then I had a very interesting drive to Grantham, Tony.
Oh, okay.
Because I decided to look up the birthplace of none other than Margaret Thatcher.
Right.
Now, Margaret Thatcher was a very controversial prime minister, one of the most important prime ministers we've ever had, but divided the nation so much that you love her or hate her. She's a Marmite prime minister.
Very divisive.
Yeah, and because so many people hate her, there's no statue of Margaret Thatcher, there's no big thing about Margaret Thatcher. All there is in the house she was born in, high up on the wall, there's a small plaque, a small black plaque, saying this is the birthplace of Margaret Thatcher, who became Prime Minister of the UK, and that's it. Because they don't dare do anything else, because they know it will be vandalised instantly by other people that hate her. Mm. And it's kind of sad. It's kind of sad to see it. You know, she was born above a shop, her dad was a grocer, she came from nothing, all that sort of thing. You don't have to be a fan of hers, and certainly during the 80s, when she was the Prime Minister, I hated her.
Mm.
But she did transform the country. She was incredibly important, and all she's remembered by is this tiny little plaque on a flat above a shop. It's quite weird. Obviously, I took a photo of me there looking confused. And it's not even in the middle of town. It's quite weird where it is. The shop, I was looking for it, I couldn't find it. And it's opposite, if you know Grantham, it's opposite Asda car park.
Right.
It's just there's nothing cool or reverential about it at all. It's just a plaque on a shop. The shop is now a chiropractor's. And it's just this little plaque on it. So anyway, I did that, and then I got the hell out of Grantham, came back here, and I'm making punky. That was my day.
Excellent.
Yeah, it was all right. So yeah, I can say that people, they've gone into a lot more effort with Sir Isaac Newton than they have with Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I didn't know that he'd had his big moment, his gravity moment, apple falling on his head. I think that was in 1666.
Oh, was it really?
What happened in 1665, 1666? Yeah, there was the plague. Well, yeah. He'd been sent home from university in Cambridge because of the plague.
Ah.
So he'd had to hang about there because Cambridge was plague-ridden.
Mm.
And then, you know, the year of the Great Fire of London, that, as we discussed, was the best way to get rid of rats is set fire to your own city.
Mm, definitely.
Yeah, anyway, that year, he was sat in a garden and apple fell on his head.
Mm.
Bob's your uncle.
Yeah.
Apple bobbing, there we go. It's a kind of, that's a Halloween-y. Oh, it don't matter. I'm only not talking.
Okay.
Right. So, we've got from the vaults. It's not from the vaults, but it's kind of from the vaults here. And I'll explain why we've played it after you've heard it. But Tony, this is Crash Induction. listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Crash Induction and a track called See You Next Tuesday, which is from an EP they brought out a couple of years ago that we got hold of. But I don't think we played that track.
Okay.
Don't think we played that track. We played them Half Rice, Half Chips, didn't we? That's a brilliant song. And I can't remember whether we played this one or not, and I certainly couldn't be bothered to go through the archives to find out. But anyway, they are Milton Keynes Party Punk. But why should we want to play them this week, Tony?
Well, maybe we'll find out in the upcoming section.
Oh, does that mean you've got a gig for us?
It does.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Fences. Yes, thanks for your gigs. If you have a gig for me, don't forget, do email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, how much is it to watch them play, who are they playing with. Does it have to be in the UK? It is international, so email your gigs. That would be great. Iron Mike's been in touch.
Has he really?
Yes, he has.
I wonder what this could be about.
This was a few weeks ago, but he says, "Hi guys, just giving you warning that Crash Induction are playing at the Sumac Centre on the 27th of October on a Punk for the Homeless bill. Be great if you guys could make it down there. Be good to see if your Facebook photos bear any resemblance to you. Should have a new album soon as well, too." Cool.
Excellent.
So this Saturday at the Sumac Centre, Crash Induction, and it's free, because it always is free. Suggested donation, I believe, £5. I think.
So you, actually, you've got none of the required information.
I've only got his email, but I remember it's always the same, which is.
Fortunately, I managed to find a flyer.
That'd be good.
I took a picture of and I put on my phone, and I'm just going to get it out, mister.
This would be good. This is what happens when you spend all your day doing electric fence work.
Yeah.
And learning about polytape and energizers.
Right then. So here goes. Punk for the Homeless at the Sumac Centre. It's featuring Benefit State, Fear Insight, Radioactive Rats and Crash Induction.
Mm-hmm.
There's a People's Kitchen with vegan food and cheap bar Saturday 27th October, starts at 7 p.m. and it is a fairly early start because they do the punk stew, don't they, at 7 o'clock.
Nah.
So proceeds to Street Children via Compass Children's Charity. The food is from 7 p.m. There's a suggested donation for the food of £3.50. Gig starts 7:30. There is a suggested donation for the gig of £3, but if you don't have any money, don't worry about it. But it is a charity thing, so do try and give a bit more.
Yes.
Right. I don't know where you got your fiver from. Maybe you're just a nice guy, or maybe you're tight and want both for fiver.
I think I put a fiver in last time, so it was in my head.
I did. And we didn't eat, did we?
No, we didn't, no.
Yeah,
I think I walked in halfway the first band. I try and get down for some of this food this time.
Oh, the food's really good.
Mm.
It's really, really nice. They're trying to punk stew, vegan punk stew. It's excellent. I am talking about veganism without taking the mic. This has to change.
Okay.
I can't be having this. I can't just accept veganism the way I am doing.
I don't mind vegan food, though. It's still tasty.
No, it's great. It's the people, isn't it? I might go down there and wave a battered sausage at them.
A bit of salami in it.
The food is really nice. It's really good. Everything's organic. The booze is all organic. It's the weirdest gig, isn't it? Because it's in a big house.
Yeah.
The Sumac Centre is effectively a big house, and the gig's in the downstairs lounge. It's hilarious.
It is good. I might not be drinking, because last time I was fucked pretty much the whole next day. But I will be turning up. Just so just pre-warned.
I will be drinking.
Yes.
And the last time when I walked home, because I can walk out the back door and be pretty much on my street from this gig straight away, I actually had to walk up the street holding onto the wall. Every time there was a house without a garden wall, I was like, bollocks, this is going to take ages.
Dear me.
Fortunately, it was downhill, but I nearly rolled straight past my own house. Fortunately, my house has a good wall that I crashed into.
Excellent.
I was inducted. Right, so that's what we're doing Saturday. And that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Sumac. Two songs in a row. More from Harmony in My Head now, the Cherrywood compilation. To find out about it, just type in Harmony in My Head and the words Cherry and Red, and you'll find out all about it, or go to the Cherrywood website, which from memory is cherrywood.co.uk, but it's easy to find, and it's brilliant. So I'll promise you better known bands. Stay tuned for the Ruts. First up, The Boys, Tony. Now, The Boys were a punk band primarily that were born out of London SS, that were the forerunner band to The Clash that had Tony James in them. Tony James was also in Chelsea, the original Chelsea, and he and two others went over and formed Generation X and got Billy Idol up front to sing them. And it was all such a close-knit group. They were all connected with each other. Anyway, we're going to play a track from The Boys right now. What? And The Boys have a very good active website, which is
theboyspunk.com.
Theboys.co.uk.
Oh.
So that is. I actually.
I don't think we did Crash Induction, no.
We didn't, did we? After all that, I'm so sorry, Crash Induction. What is Crash Induction's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Crash Induction.
It is. That's Tony 3, Paulie the Internet 2, but now it's theboys.co.uk. So it's Paulie the Internet 3, Tony 3, and this is First Time.
Bar.
You're listening to Mullet Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Ruts and West One, Shine On Me. What is The Ruts website, Tony?
TheRuts.com.
Well, it would be, except... oh, blimey, my headphones fell off.
Oh, dear.
So, no, what happened was, the lead singer of The Ruts, Malcolm Owen, died.
Right.
And when he died, they kind of reinvented themselves as Ruts DC. So the website is now rutsdc.com, and that's where you find out all about The Ruts and history of The Ruts, and they're still going, and they're great, obviously. And that was West One, which is a track on Harmony In My Head, the J-Red compilation, that's out right now, and I've covered that. That's good, isn't it?
Cool.
Now, I've got down this section that's what we're doing this week, and we've already told everybody what we're doing this week. We're going to see Crash Induction. I'm drinking and you're not. I'll be drinking for two.
Yep. It is good, you know, it's just that, it's just so strong, because I have this inability to stop at one.
Yeah, but also, I mean, it was like, don't forget, the stuff that we were on, I was buying you that really strong organic cider, wasn't I?
I think now,
I don't think they've got anything on tap now, I think it's all bottles.
Oh, is it? Well, I might have a couple then.
Yeah, so you might be alright.
Maybe we avoid the bookending it with rum and cokes as well, which I believe is what we did last time.
You can avoid that.
Oh yeah, it was the royal we. We will avoid it.
Yeah, I won't feel the need. But then again, you know, I have only got a few garden walls to get back to my house from there, so it's all right for me, isn't it? So I do understand if you don't drink that enough. Anyway.
Yeah, no, I'll have a few, but I just pre-warning, I won't be having loads.
But I think it is, as I say, I think it is a bottle bar now. The reason that we're kind of talking about this is because we haven't really got anything else to say in this bit, have we?
No, what I'm doing, horsey stuff. I've got a horse coming in the morning. I'm going to be up at the crack of dawn and putting up electric fencing. And then
I'll tell you what I am doing, Tony. This is quite unlike me.
Okay.
I'm going to the cinema on Wednesday.
Are you?
Yeah.
Star is Born?
The very first showing in the Savoy Cinema of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh,
I'm going at 5:10 in the afternoon.
I hope that's good. It does look good.
Oh, I hope it's good, because I don't really like Queen.
Don't you? Oh, you're going to...
Nah,
why are you going?
I liked half a dozen songs. Got talked into it.
Oh, okay.
A few people said, oh, you got to go. Because it's being premiered here before it goes to the States.
Yeah.
Which is the other way around to normal. So I thought, oh, you know what? I'll get ahead of the Americans.
It's an English film, though, isn't it? Is it Dexter Fletcher who directed it?
Might be, but you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to watch it and then I'm going to go online and say, by the way, he dies at the end.
Nice. not even with a spoilers tag, just go straight in there.
Yeah, because like they probably don't know.
No.
So anyway, yeah, so there you go. I'm doing that on Wednesday. So I'll be able to do a movie review next week.
Excellent.
Should it be required.
Yeah, so, that's good.
And you're putting up an electric fence, so we might as well crack on.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, so here's a band that I was thinking of getting you to introduce, Tony.
Okay.
They are from Puerto Rico. They've come via Southern Records. They are none other than Desahuciados, and they sing in Spanish, and the titles are unpronounceable, and I don't know what's going to happen here, but they're really good. I like them. We're going to play a track. This is off the new album. If you do like this, check them out via their Bandcamp page, which is...
Desahuciados.bandcamp.com.
It is.
Excellent.
Now hang about, where are we? Oh, actually, you got the ruts wrong, didn't you? But so you got the boys right.
4-4? No, I got the boys wrong, but I got Crash Induction right. It was 3-3.
It's 4-4, isn't it? It's 4-4, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's 4-4.
It
brilliant.
Is.
Brilliant. Oh, nice. Oh, this is exciting. Right, anyway, this is easy to say. This is Desahuciados and Conciencia Subvertida.
¡Gracias!
You're listening to the new waves underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Desert Huciados and a track called Conciencia Subvertida. I've done well there. We're going to play another track by them in the next few weeks as well. But as I say, we've got such a backlog. I don't know. At the moment, we're playing a track by a band and then we're not getting back to them. It's nice to be getting sent so much stuff, but I feel like there's some bands we're not really doing justice to. We should play a couple more tracks of them, but we'll sort it out anyway. Tony, have you got a twat?
No.
Oh, blimey, we can't hear the song again.
I know. We need to get some twats in, because otherwise we're never going to brainwash you with this theme tune. Email me your twats. I want the twats' name, where they're from, and a reason. Email me tony@punkyradio.com. All twats treat with thanks. Every twat responded to. Email me your twats. So we need to get this theme tune played. We need to get the theme tune played. So email your twats. Thank you very much.
Yes, I agree.
Excellent.
So what are you going to do instead?
It would be good to remind people about Podchaser. We've still got the 6 reviews, so there's a few people out there who hasn't reviewed us. So if you can review us, we'd much appreciate it. Podchaser is an alternative to the Apple podcasting charts. It's just literally a website of podcasts, and they have their own lists and charts and categories. We would very much like to move up the music category. We're on the front page of it, but we can get us higher. We can get a few more listeners. So if you can go to podchaser.com/punkyradio, you can review us. You will probably need to create yourself an account. It's all free, so even though it's called an account, you don't actually have to pay anything. If you can review us 5 stars, we'll read them out on the show, and you'll be doing us a favour. Seeing as we do all this for free, you can at least do us that.
Yeah, and you can find other podcasts there as well, of course, so it's worth going to.
It is, it's a good site actually. Yeah,
right, one last track this week, Tony.
Okay,
been waiting to play this for a while. Verbal Warning. Who have been transformed by the new drummer, or newish drummer, into a really good, fast, excellent punk band. And they played this big punk weekender in Skegness Butlins the other week. And they were on the introducing stage. And what they do is they have bands on the introducing stage, and then the best one gets on the main stage the next year. And they were the best ones on, as voted by the public. But the song we're going to play is a song they do when there's a point in the song when they've handed out rubber ducks before the gig, and there's a point in the song when the lead singer John shouts duck, and then everybody throws rubber ducks onto the stage. Now that's all very well in a small venue, but when they went to play this one, there were 500 people. They got 500 rubber ducks. Must have cost them a fortune. They said they had to go around the gig afterwards getting back as many as they could. So that's the song that we're going to play. They sent it through to us last week, and I finally got it, and we're going to play it last week. It's really good. Good lyrics as well. It's really good. I'll tell you the name of it. It's the song's called A Ploy Named Sue, and the play on words is brilliant because it's a Johnny Cash song, A Boy Named Sue, but it's A Ploy Named Sue because it's the dastardly way that if there's blame, there's a claim, these no win, no fee lawyers go about getting us to sue people we probably shouldn't be suing, and everybody comes out worse except for the law firm themselves. And they did the song, and it's called A Ploy Named Sue. Anyway, what is Verbal Warning's website, Tony?
verbalwarning.co.uk.
verbalwarninguk.com. Orly being Internet 5, Tony 4. This is A Ploy Named Sue.
Disease. Accidents never happen, there's always a scapegoat. Then we'll push our service right down your injured throat. There's money in misery, big
fucking disease.
That's about the size of it for this week. That was Verbal Warning, a ploy named Sue. I look forward to seeing one or two of you at the Crash Induction gig at the Sumac Centre this Saturday with my old mate Tony.
Hi.
And maybe you could just read out the internet stations that carry the show.
Yeah, we are on Podunk, Podunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K, radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra. That's Radio Andra, that's A-N-D-R-A, and it's .se.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I'll poog.